From America's frontier, Nebraska, it's the Outdoor Connection with Rick Windham on News Talk 1240 KODY.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. My guest this morning is Brad Bonar. He is with FX Air Guns. And unless you have been totally disassociated from the shooting world, you may not have realized that air guns are becoming a big part of shooting, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Good morning, Brad. How you doing, sir?
I'm well, Rick. Good morning back. How's everything in Nebraska?
It is. It's going to be a beautiful day. We're down in the teens right now, but looking for a high of about 40. I think the winds are going to die down, so it wouldn't be a bad day to go out and do a little target practice.
Yeah, good for you. It's bright and shiny and beautiful here, and 9 whole degrees. So you got me beat on weather.
And where are you sitting?
I am sitting in literally the smallest township in the United States of America called Albion, Indiana.
Albion, Indiana. Hey, you know,
Albion. Yep.
Small is not a bad thing.
No, it's a great place. I've been here for 61 years now.
I grew up in a town of 4 million people, and that's why I'm here.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, 4 million would be a bit much for me as well, so I totally get it. So,
let's talk a little bit about air guns. And first of all, FX, as a company, can you give us a little bit of a history on FX?
Okay. FX is Swedish-based. That is where the owners of the company are, and that's where our production facility, factory, and all of our employees reside. The company basically come to life about 21 years ago. The owner of our company, his name is Frederick Axelson. He was doing some air gun work and assembly for some other air gun companies, and he was having difficulty getting components from, you know, other manufacturers where these things had been outsourced. So he started manufacturing those components himself so he could stay on top of the deliveries that were expected from his manufacturing process. And that's how it ultimately became Fred's thinking, I'm going to just build my own air gun. And that's how it started.
Necessity being the mother of invention, yes.
That's exactly right, and Fred is an incredible guy. He's one of those people whose mind is always spinning, and he will wake up at 2:30 in the morning and call his son or somebody else who's part of the company and say, oh, I've got this idea, and boom, off it is. And they start the next morning on it, and with the technology that's available today, quite frankly, they can he can have an idea, they can draw it on a CAD program, and then they can 3D print components and literally be testing within 24 to 36 hours. That's one of the things. It's a very, very nimble company.
I've watched some video and read some information concerning him and how he does things, and one of the things I saw in a little bio piece that Fred was in, and he talked about he was just really coming out of one level of his college. I think maybe not quite, you know, full through a first 4 years like we would consider a bachelor's degree,
yeah.
But he was home and he found his old air rifle that he had had as a kid and started playing with that, and the idea just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yep. Yeah, it resurrected the old, you know, the butterflies you got when you were a kid when you started, got your first gun. Yeah, I totally get it.
And you said about 21 years ago, is that when FX made its first air rifle?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Now,
and,
what?
You know, 5 years ago, literally, we only had 16 employees, and now it's over 70.
It's a magnificent looking facility.
Yeah, isn't it though? I haven't been there yet, but likely this coming year I will.
Well, if you need a bag carrier or, you know, cook anything, go along.
Okay, yeah. You'll be my Sherpa.
I'll be the Sherpa, yeah.
Good man.
I was very impressed when I saw the factory, and there was one segment where the interviewer, they were walking into what would be the production floor, and I don't know how many CNC-type machines they had in there, but they were all going, and Fred had made a comment that they run 24/7 and got a great production.
That is correct. The demand for FX air guns has just gotten stunning over this last few years, and yeah, if there's been challenges, it's being able to keep up, and so he's all about being able to service the customers and make sure that nobody's waiting.
I just had one other comment that he made while I was watching that, and you had mentioned it, that he had trouble getting his parts because they were being outsourced and such, and he was talking about one rifle that they were having the stocks made in Italy, wood stocks cut in Italy, and it got to the point where he had a 9-month delivery time on it. And you, there's just no way you run a business like that. So
not at all.
It's obvious why he went the direction he went and has been very successful with it.
He has indeed. And as you look through that factory and saw all of the, you know, state-of-the-art equipment and everything, the FX air guns are literally, you know, 95-97% of that gun is made inside of that building. You know, there's things like O-rings and springs and stuff like that that may be outsourced, but by and large, that gun is born, assembled, and shipped from that facility.
Yeah, I think I remember a statement that they make over 2,000 parts there for their products. So the bulk of it is, like you said, right there at home, and it's great.
Yeah.
Another question for you. Little different.
Go ahead.
Little different direction here, but air guns are becoming a bigger and bigger part of the American shooting scene. What do you think has triggered that boom that we're seeing in the U.S. market, and why air guns are getting so popular?
Well, there have been, over the last, 10 years and less, maybe about 6 years ago, there's quite a few contributing factors. If you remember back, 6-7 years ago, when 22 rimfire ammunition was virtually impossible to get.
Oh, very well.
And I can remember being at the SHOT Show for years in a row, and it's like if anybody had a complaint, it's like they could not get ammunition because everything was being vectored towards the bigger calibers, and the manufacturers didn't make much money on 22 rimfire ammunition, so they were concentrating on the other stuff. Well, in comes air guns. People started looking at what was available, and they can get their precision shooting fix, and I mean precision, when you
absolutely
can shoot a quarter at 100 yards, and they can shoot all weekend for $12. and there's always pellets.
Yep.
So, and that really was a shot in the arm from where I sit. I've been in the industry for about 13 years now, and I saw the air guns just start to take a stunning growth cycle up 15-20% a year. I was selling optics back then, and I was selling optics for, you know, powder burner people and also air gun people, and my air gun customers, the sales curve was going straight up. And I was personally selling $1 million worth of air gun scopes a year that just went on top of air guns, and that's a lot of glass.
That's a lot of glass. And you mentioned the accuracy of air guns. That's one of the things that first drew me into the more serious look at air guns. I mean, I had a BB gun as a kid, and like most of us, but then, you know, I moved into ones that, you know, they came from the factory with a rail to put a scope on. And
absolutely.
And I've got two buddies that are pretty hardcore air gunners like I am, and when we get together, let's say we're shooting 22 caliber bullets. If your 5-shot group measures more than a quarter of an inch, which is 0.003 of an inch bigger than the bullet, you know, you lost.
Yep, indeed. Indeed.
We would just, you know, that was our whole game, is to almost put, it's like a bench shooter, just every shot
Stack
through every
up.
Hole.
Absolutely.
And loved it, and still do. And it's something easy you can do, and like you said, it's very economical, and you don't have to have all the big stuff that surrounds a rifle range for centerfire weapons.
Yeah, we're talking about contributing factors, and I mentioned the rimfire ammunition, but there's lots of other things too. You can shoot in your backyard in town.
A lot of towns you can.
A lot of towns.
We've got ordinances here where you can't shoot them out in your backyard, but you can if you have a basement or a garage big enough to do it. You can do
of
it
course.
In town.
Yep. Lots of people shoot in their garages this time, or garages or basements this time of year.
Exactly.
When it's 9 degrees outside. You know, I've got 30 feet in my basement. I can shoot down there if I want. Easy.
I've been there, done that.
There's not much kick. Certainly, there's the precision, and it's incredible.
Is that some of the rationale too, why you think more and more American shooters are becoming attracted to air gun? Is they're just overall a little simpler of life around air guns?
Well, a lot of times the air guns that are being sold these days are exponentially more sophisticated than the powder burner versions because
right.
of all of the stuff that's going on inside of that. But it's a very grassroots thing because people, you know, say a guy gets himself a new FX air gun and he's like, oh, my God. Or, you know, it could be any number of brands for that matter. But he tells his 10 best friends, I got this air gun, and you guys simply won't believe it. And then they see it, and then they start believing it. And then the trickle-down or the domino effect is breathtaking, how quickly this stuff catches fire.
My regular group of hunting and shooting buddies, myself and then one of the other guys, we have, you know, like metal buildings that we have ranges inside of them. And if one guy gets a toy, called a toy, you got to go and everybody gets to shoot it. And like you said, the trickle-down effect, everybody walks away going, God, I got to get one of these. So
I'm very anxious for you to walk into that building with your buddies the first time you've got an FX air gun in your hands.
Oh,
dying for that phone.
I've already thought of that, and you had told me to, you know, look through and say which one I wanted, and I mean, I'm leaning hard toward that Dreamline tactical rig.
There you go. And it's funny that you mentioned that. That is actually, the Dreamline is the most budget-friendly gun family in the FX world. Dreamline is a fairly new addition, and there are so many different iterations of that particular gun, and for that matter, any FX air gun that you get, you can literally change the calibers on it in seconds by, you know, you order a barrel kit and your 177 barrel comes out, you can drop a 25 caliber barrel in it in literally a couple of minutes, and you're off with a different caliber.
Mm.
That Dreamline, you can get different stock versions, different bottles for the amount of air that's on board with it. It's a very interesting line, the fact that every gun is a chameleon. They can become so many different things for whatever your shooting disposition is. And you can start out with a base model of any gun, and as you might start out with a 177 caliber where you're playing in your backyard or basement or whatever, and then you want to graduate to going out and hunting squirrels or whatever. So you go to you order a 22 barrel kit.
Right.
Then you might want to ultimately get out into coyotes or whatever, and you could get into, you know, 25 caliber, perhaps 30 caliber, and that same gun is still with you. And it still has all the power to do everything that you wanted it to do.
We're going to have to take a commercial break, but when we're back, I want to talk a little bit about the different models you're on, and then we can talk about some of those hunting scenarios. So
that sounds great.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after these messages.
According to the Los Angeles Times editorial board, all the evidence points to one conclusion. It is too late, folks. We humans dragged our feet for too long. Global warming is here, and it's impossible to undo. We're doomed. As a result, we're going to face more extreme heat, longer droughts, more ferocious hurricanes, and other horrible climate events that will threaten the global food supply. And more migrants, as people are forced to leave their scorched earth homes in order to survive in our scorched earth homes. Now, to cope with all of this horror, we humans, well, we're going to have to change our ways. Governments around the world must get rid of fossil fuel. We must turn to renewable energy. We must sign on to more global warming money grabs, blah, 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 the usual drivel. But that's not all. The LA Times says that change is needed on an individual level, and that's where you come in. You must do the right thing. You need to cut way back on your meat consumption. You have to drive less. You have to use more public transit. You have to use less air conditioning. You have to pay more for the products and services you've taken for granted for all these years, because you are to blame. Look, we're done. We're doomed. But if you sacrifice, maybe we can be a little less doomed, even if it does cost more. Does anybody want any part of this nonsense?
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right. Free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate
you. Don't let Valentine's Day sneak up on you again this year. You need Westfield Hallmark and Floral to the rescue. It's your one-stop shop for beautiful flowers, delicious chocolates, and soft romantic fragrances. Valentine's and Westfield Floral, a great combination. West A Street, North Platte.
Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 46 degrees. Winds southerly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight mostly clear. Lows falling to the 20s. Winds turn to the north-northwest 5 to 10. And then Saturday, lots more sunshine and highs get close to 50. Weather is brought to you by North Platte Airport with daily jet service to Denver and beyond. Book at united.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Brad Bonar with FX Air Guns this morning. And if I sound a little excited on my side of the microphone, it's because this is just something that, no pun intended, but trips my trigger.
10,000 comedians out of work, and here you
go. Yeah. But I don't think there's more than a couple, 3 days goes by any week that I don't pick up one of my air guns and just sit out on the patio and plink at something. It for me, it's a way just to maintain my proficiency and my motor skills and everything that's associated with shooting, and just fun. Let's talk about, we mentioned one of the models, the Dreamline models. And what are some of the other ones you have?
We basically have what we call the Modern Four. So these are four air gun families with underneath the FX umbrella. Okay, we spoke of the Dreamline, and in the Dreamline, you've got probably 11 or 12 different iterations of that gun to get you exactly what you want. And then moving up a little bit, if you wanted to have a truck gun or a field hunter, you'd look at the Wildcat Mark II. You know, and that comes in calibers of 177, 22, 25 in a 500 millimeter barrel, and then in a 700 millimeter you can get up to 25 and 30 calibers. That's a very, very traditional air gun bullpup. It's probably the best one out there. And then we go up a notch to the FX Crown, and now we have the Crown Continuum. So that's a great target rifle. It's a great competition rifle, bench rest gun, and it's more of a traditional body and stock style. And then the creme de la creme for us is the Impact Mark II. This is probably the most sought-after air gun in the world right now. You can get it in three different barrel lengths, 500 millimeters in 177 or 22 caliber, 600 millimeter barrel in 22, 25, and 30 caliber, and a 700 millimeter barrel in 22, 25, and 30 caliber. And we are going to be coming out with a 35 caliber version of that this first quarter. So that gun right there, you know, it tops the price scales at a little over $2,000, depending on how you set it up. But it's a gun that is incredibly versatile and will do anything you want, probably forever. So those are the four main families that we have. And it's hard telling. You know, Frederick's liable to wake up in the middle of the night and have an idea.
And I like that.
2 months later, we'll have something new. Who knows?
I like the creativity. The guns remind me very much of the concept of an AR-style rifle, which you can do so many things with just by bolting things on and off of it. And I like that concept.
Very much. Yeah, we have so many different versions of stocks and accessories that you can trick your gun out with. You can turn it from an AR-type thing into a more traditional gun, or something that will fold up to the size and fit in your backpack when you're going to the woods.
I saw one of those that was in like a little backpack system, yep. And I thought, now that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yep, it's pretty incredible what they do. And, you know, once your gun's all charged up, depending on the size of the bottle and the caliber that you're shooting, I mean, frankly, you could go on a weekend camping trip and, you know, be out there hunting squirrels or rabbits or whatever and not have to worry about additional air.
It's already in the works, bud.
Yeah, there you have it.
Little survival trip. I got a couple of my buddies that says, you know, we're going off, you know, off the grid, and the only thing we're going to have with us is one of these things to live for a few days.
Excellent. Good. Well, we'll try and get you styling with an FX before that happens.
You mentioned earlier about walking into where you're shooting with your buddies and letting them go, ooh, and that Dreamline field target gun. Man, that looks like something out of Star Wars.
They do indeed.
Let's say, for example, you got somebody that's coming in, they're looking, you know, to move to the FX realm.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to go do some rabbit hunting or squirrel hunting. What would you recommend for them as a rifle to start with?
Well, probably the first question that I would ask is, what is your budget? So one thing about the PCP air guns is getting the air into the gun. Is it somebody who's been shooting a PCP air rifle before, and are they using a foot pump to pump them up? Because that's really no fun. Having a scuba bottle or a carbon fiber tank that you can have filled at a scuba shop, so you can fill your gun many, many, many times. You know, there's a certain amount of investments to get set up for this. But if you were a budget conscious person, you would look at the Dreamline. For starters, if you're more experienced and you know PCPs, et cetera, and have been shooting them, you're probably going to want a Crown or an Impact.
All right. Unfortunately, Brad, I hear the music in the background, and that's Tristan telling me that my time is up. So
we're done, huh?
We're done.
Okay.
But by God, I'm going to have you back on the show, and as soon as I get one of these things in my hand, we're gonna have you back on, and I'm going to let you know what I'm really feeling about it after I have the tactical touch on it.
All right, that sounds great. We'll talk later and figure out just exactly what we want to get into your hands, okay?
Very good. You have a great day, sir. And that's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.